Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Actually, Henry Lake is in for Chad Harbin. It is the Chad Harbin Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. We're still dealing with the tragedy and the heartbreak and just trying to make sense of how can we better or just do a better job of making our community, our world, our country a safer place. And gun violence is just way too much of taking a negative toll on all of our lives. You don't have to have had a kid at Annunciation or specifically involved in incidents that are taking place throughout our state to be impacted, because we're all impacted by it. Joining us now on the John Chusicola Baker Hotline to talk about all of this is Minnesota State Senator Heather Gustafson, DFLer representing District 36. Senator Gustafson, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on. And, you know, it's just, it's somebody that used to work in schools many, many years ago. I know what it's like to love these kids, care about them. You treat them like they're your own, and you want to feel like you can always protect them. But just not just in schools, but anywhere that we go, because we hear, you know, the term soft targets and this, and that, and the other. It's at a point where we just have to do something now. Enough talk, you know, because we use that slogan, talk is cheap. We actually need some action right now. So I guess I would start, Senator, with just kind of talking about, you know, because we all know that we need some more sensible, stricter legislation with regards to guns that'll make us all safe. How do we get to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And I'll start out by saying I'm with you. I've been a teacher for over a decade. I'm a mom of four. I was just out talking with constituents the other day, and one of the dads who I was talking with just admitted that he was really nervous about back to school and just a lot of anxiety. The kids are feeling it too. And to your point about schools, you know, being a teacher for so long, including here at Centennial High School, we had active shooter drills, more of those than we do tornado drills, right? And it's always these conversations about, you know, hide here, jump out that window, meet at this place. And we just can't continue to normalize violence like this, especially to our children in schools. You know, kids should be able to go to school, go to church, and not have to worry about stuff like that. So you're right. I'm with everybody else who knows that the urgency is needed, but it is going to take bipartisan support. We are going to need the Republicans to join us on these common sense gun safety policies and meet us there. You know, we can talk about mental health, and we always, always could use more funding for mental health services. and we could talk about school security, school safety. We should talk about that. But we can't let it just be those two things and not also talk about guns, access to firearms, what we're doing to make sure that these violent acts don't happen to any more of our schools in Minnesota or our students.
I'm totally with you. And I think one of the things that really just struck me was a situation yesterday. I was running some errands, and I was getting ready to head back home for a second before heading to work. And I was driving past a school that I once attended back when I was in fourth to fifth grade. And I saw something that I typically don't see. And that was a Minneapolis Police Department officer right there at the corner. And I'd seen that a day prior at a different school. So I guess I bring that up because we all understand the significance of safety. We all want to live in a safe world. We already know and understand that we're dealing with a lot of violence that we shouldn't have to deal with. So if we know that there's a problem, now that we got to get to the part of solving the problem or helping try to get some resolution for the problem. You know, the governor, Tim Walz, he said and stated that he's looking to call a special session on gun laws after the shooting that took place last week. Your thoughts on a special session?
I know those conversations are going on, and so I'm not going to speculate on what the status of those are. But I am anxious to look at policy. I am one of the legislators that not only carried but passed really important gun legislation, including increasing the penalty on straw purchases and banning a binary trigger. And I want to mention, too, the urgency for Democrats has always been there. When we held the majority in 23 and 24, we made significant progress on gun safety, right? Enabling the red flag laws, right? We voted for that. We expanded background checks, the banning of the binary triggers, the increase in penalties for straw purchases, all of those things. So we're there. Can we do more? Absolutely. But right now, we don't have a majority in either the Senate or the House. And so it will take Republicans to join us on these common sense public safety policies. And we can talk about them, and we should have conversations about what they look like. But we need them to come to the table with everything on the table, including talking about common sense gun safety policy. We need them to do that. Join us in putting our students and our families before politics. The moment is now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking to Minnesota State Senator Heather Gustafson, representing District 36 here on the Chad Harbin Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And, you know, after, you know, the governor made those statements, GOP Speaker Lisa DeMuth of Cold Spring, she said in a statement, quote, "As disappointing as it is that the governor is doing this in such an overtly political way, House Republicans stand ready to protect students and schools." And I actually, you know, you as, you know, somebody that's been a teacher, me that's somebody that's that, you know, put and invested 18 years in schools, I was disappointed in her statement. And the reason why I was disappointed in her statement is because, you know, when she says that the governor's doing this in an overtly political way, I don't view our kids being safe, our kids being in schools to get the proper education, to improve their lives, to build their futures. I don't think that there's anything political about Governor Walz saying what he said.
No. Well, it's also the reality, right? In order for us to be able to put in these gun safety, common sense gun safety policies, it's going to take policies, right? And it's going to take the legislature. So it isn't about putting politics first in this moment. It's about saying that we need those policies to pass in order to help protect our families. You know, we talk about personal freedom. I want the personal freedom to be able to go to the grocery store or the movie theater, to the school, to a festival, to a church where I can pray without having to worry about gun violence. That's also a form of public or a personal freedom that I think people in Minnesota want as well. And that's going to take changes in policy, which is going to take the legislature. So this isn't political. It might be political at the Capitol. It's just not in our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I represent a purple district, and I'm telling you that Democrats and Republicans in my district want us to do something more than just talk about mental health, which is important, and school safety, which is very important. But they also want us to talk about the guns, too.
Yeah.
That is something that is commonplace among people who are maybe not politicians, and we just need the people in the legislature to understand that.
Senator Gustafson, I got one final question for you, and this is a very important question that I think everybody wants to know the answer to, and it's interesting because you spoke about, you know, talking to that parent earlier that was concerned, right? And I think that this speaks to the concern. What makes this time different? Because we scream that we want change, but then we never do anything substantial to make us safer. We had the Nudieland mass shooting in August of 2023 that people have all of a sudden kind of forgot about. So what about this time is different?
Well, I mean, it's not that it's different. They're all tragedies no matter where they happen. But when they do happen in your community, you feel very protective of making sure that where we live is a place where we don't want this to happen. We don't want this to happen anywhere. But when it happens in Minnesota, and now we feel as if it's in my state, it's in my backyard, and I cannot stand by and do nothing about it. And that's why it is true, right? When we held majorities, we did do something, but we need Republicans who all voted against all of those policies in 23 and 24 to now come and have those conversations with us about what we can do next. Because you're right, doing nothing is not an option. It's not an option, and it's not what people are asking us to do.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for joining the show, Senator Heather Gustafson, representing District 36. I appreciate you, State Senator, for being on with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. I just heartbreaking, man. This is such a heartbreaking situation. And I do think that it's, look, because we get hyper-local and it's a local story. It's a national, it's a global story, but, you know, everything, because we live here, we're going to look at it more. But, man, we should have learned from Sandy Hook. We should have learned from Columbine. We haven't learned. We haven't learned. And, you know, we talk about mental health and resources, and we continue to hammer about mental health. It's not the guns. It's not the guns. Have y'all seen the money that's been, like, withdrawn with regards to mental health services? I mean, are we gonna tackle that issue too? Like, we can't. People that have the arguments about it's not the guns, or there's not too many guns out there, You're being ridiculous with that comment.
Yeah.
You just are.
Or even if you do have access to mental health services, good luck trying to fit into the schedule because, first of all, there's a shortage of doctors, and also you got to work two or three jobs just to stay afloat.
And this is the thing. All right, and I'll say this, and then we'll come back and wrap up the final segment of hour two. Well, you know what? I'll hold the thought, and I'll give it to you right after a quick pause right here on the Chad Harbin Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.